This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. As we hear all the time, people say that Islam is a way of life. And that's true. Islam is a way of life individually, how we deal with ourselves when we are by ourselves, with our families, and in society. And as we know, Islam does address societal issues. It addresses the societal etiquette, how we should act in a society amongst one another. What are the do's and don'ts, if you will? Well, one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is the whole concept of what we know as homosexuality. Now, it's important for us to understand that homosexuality, Islamically, is that which is forbidden. There is no difference of opinion on whether it is permissible for a man to have a relationship with another man to where it leads to sexually. That is impermissible, and primarily because it does not lead to any offspring. But if someone was to be that, that is between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for us as Muslims, we say generically, homosexuality is impermissible. It is not allowed for a man to try to marry another man or a woman otherwise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this particularly during the time of Prophet Lut, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 20th Juz, chapter number 27, verses 54 through 58. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a brief snippet of what Lut said to the people, where he says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ وَأَنْتُمْ تُبْصِرُونَ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِنْ دُونَ النِّسَاءِ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ تَجْهَلُونَ. Well, Allah says, وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ, and Lot, when he said to his people, are you verily permitting this act, and you all can see? Are you all coming to this fahisha? Fahisha is a sin or an abominable act. And you all can see, you all know what's going on. And then he says exactly what type of fahishata it is. You know, there are many things that we see in entertainment, in movies, whether it's, you know, zina, adultery, a man with a woman, is that which is not permissible without marriage. And even worse than that, as we believe, as homosexuality, is that which is not permissible. So Allah says, "A'innakum," Lut asks, are you verily approaching men? Men approaching men, shahwatan, with your desires, and not approaching women? Bal antum qawmun tajahalun. Rather, you are people that are doing the actions of the people of ignorance, that you are going beyond the bounds of what Allah has provided from you for the from the opposite gender. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions their rebuttal, and this is where we want to capitalize on. فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَخْرِجُوا آلَ لُوطٍ مِّنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ. Allah says, and they did not answer except that they said, أَخْرِجُوا آلَ لُوطٍ, and let expel the people of Lut, the people that are following him, his family, آلَ لُوطٍ, expel them, kick them out of our locality, of the country, of whatever area we are in, kick him out. Why? Well, look at their reason. إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ. Verily, they are people that want to purify themselves. Look how they ridicule him. Now think of the names that you as a Muslim, the things that you try to do, and how people in society may make fun of you because you're trying to be moral. You're trying to get married. What, you're trying to save yourself. You know, these actions of purity that if they were to sit and think about it, and as a matter of fact, if they were honest, they say, yes, it's true. It's a good thing. But this is what I want to do. I want to obey my thirst. So they said, kick him out, for verily they are trying to be pure. You know, they want to be pure and holy. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that they said. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions after that, how, after he says, فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَخْرِجُوا عَلَى لُوطٍ مِّنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we have sent upon them a fire, أَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِ, a rain full of stones, وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنذَرِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we sent upon them a plentiful rain of stones. It was actually stones that descended upon them, and it was a painful torment for the ones that were warned. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a couple of verses after that, because before that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that he says, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ قَدَّرْنَاهَا مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. So right after he mentions the answer of the people, saying that they would let expel Lot, because they're trying to be pure, and his family, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a very important distinction. He says, we saved him and his people, Lot, except his wife. We predestined that she would be from the people that stayed. Why did she stay, as the scholars mentioned? She didn't practice the act of homosexuality, as some scholars mentioned, but she did not make inkar. She did not censure that act that was going on in society. And this is very important for us as Muslims. When we see something in society, it's important for you to have an opinion on it, whether with at least with your in yourself, with your family members. And if you are in a position, you have to say it in a manner that is conducive to still calling those people to that which is good. But the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to them in the fashion, in the way of raining, sending a rainstorm of stones, further punishing them, as we know, as the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. So it's important for us to know, brothers and sisters, from this chapter, from these verses, that it's important. Yes, Islam does call us to calling to the good, but in the same token, one has to prevent the evil. Prevent the evil, especially if it is in a society, from spreading, and taking that preventative measures and that which is conducive for yourself, your family, and society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from any immoral actions to creep into our homes and in our hearts. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.